you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So once again, we are told the story of America being in the grips of a chicken wing shortage.
Still.
Increased demand for wings over the last year, together with labor shortages, has brought about a nationwide wing shortage. It's affecting restaurants and grocery retailers in Texas. Supermarket chain HEB, I guess, is now placing purchasing limits on chicken wings. You are limited to 2 packages of fresh and frozen wings per visit.
All that means is you send your son in or your daughter to go get more. Somebody's getting there more, share more wings. I haven't been to a sports bar recently, but are they out of wings? Because to me, shortage means there's nothing.
Well, they can't keep up.
Okay.
I've gotten wings at a restaurant recently.
Yeah, they had them, right?
More expensive.
Right. That's probably it, yeah.
I noticed that. Costco or whatever has this giant bag of wings.
Yeah.
And I got it once, and I'm like, oh, it's a great deal. Yeah. Then the second time, you still bought it, but like, not a great deal.
And now I want wings.
Right.
Yeah. I know.
Now I want wings.
Yeah.
I might have to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
Fingers, though. They got plenty of fingers.
Yeah. We still talking about chicken? Or
get that finger all up in there.
Kroger beginning a trial program that could lead to drones delivering groceries. Customers who live within a mile of this store in Ohio were going to be the first to test out this delivery drone. There's restrictions. The drone can only carry up to 5 pounds. They look for your cell phone signal, and they deliver to that location. You can be anywhere in that within that mile area.
I finally saw the dong copter yesterday. I think we tweeted that out or put that out there. And what if you order a dong? A rubber dong.
Well, it's got to be under 5 pounds.
And it's delivered.
Right, so that, yours is out.
Yeah. That's what's coming to your house. You know, these drones are going to visit stuff at your house.
Probably.
Now, Kroger doesn't sell dongs, but
a lot of places
who sells
will.
Dongs, Puss?
The dong store.
A lot of times they put it
just dongs.
In a box or an envelope.
Many times they do.
Nope. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Just hanging from the drone.
Right, they don't have to take it out of the packaging to deliver it to you.
Right. I would say I want it out of the packaging, and I would mail it to friends. And also, the drone flies to your friend's house, and there's a big dong hanging off of it.
Yeah, but see, then I would want to be there when they came out to greet the dong copter. I'd want to see that.
You sit up the row. Sit up the row with a car.
Yeah.
Nearly every time I've ordered a package dong? Or something, it comes in a package.
All right. Just say you've ordered a dong and it's in a package.
Like a golf club doesn't just show up.
Yeah.
It's often inside a box. And you have to open the box to find out, oh, it's a golf club.
Now, to be fair, there is that company that will that send them out in a box that says something hideous on it, like, you know, huge dildo for, you know.
Well, didn't we get one of those, Craig?
It
was a big tube that I think on the side on the label said, like, you know, biggiantdildos.com.
That was it.
On a big sticker or something.
We did get that.
Yeah.
Who brought that home with them?
It didn't actually have anything in it. It just was the gag of sending it to somebody.
That was it. It was empty.
Yeah.
It was you just no dong.
Well, damn.
but it was like,
that's how we got it.
Says the first guy that touched the box.
There was nothing in it.
How weird.
That is weird.
I think that might still be in the office.
The dong copter. A lot of things are.
Who's speaking? A sheriff or something like that? Who's speaking in that with a dong copter?
Yeah, it was like a county sheriff or something.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, it's great. Every time. We got to get one of those. If we do I'll talk about it later. I don't want to talk about it on the off there. But if we do the big event we're supposedly maybe doing somewhere in the fall, we should have a dong copter for that.
At least one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we got 5, actually. We'll have dong copter fights.
Dueling dong copters.
That might cause a riot.
Yeah.
Not nearly as hot as the pillow fights that we have.
No, they're hot.
But
yeah. We'll do that on stage.
Yeah. A Virginia family turning what was an embarrassing situation into a positive. 18-year-old Avery Sanford said her dumbass dad dumped 80,000 pennies under the front yard of the home where she lives with her sister and her mom. The money was reportedly her dad's final child support payment.
How much was that?
$800.
Thank you, Todd.
Or 8,000.
Look at you moving the decimal point.
Well, which one's right?
I don't know.
I think it's 800. Two decimal points.
800,000 is a hell of a child support. Yeah. Jesus.
Those must be pretty special kids.
What yeah, especially dick. With just 80,000 pennies.
What a dick. I mean, you're obviously going relationship with your ex. It's pretty bad, but you're hurting everybody. The kids have to pick up the damn pennies.
Yeah, so what they decided right. to do was give away all the money. They collected all the pennies out of the yard. They gave every cent to the Safe Harbor Domestic Violence Center.
Well, wouldn't
wonder
you
wonder if that's saying something.
Yeah, I'm thinking that had a message.
Wouldn't you
to
just,
help moms and children in need. They just
if you're
going to
give
away.
It away, wouldn't you have the charity come pick it up?
No.
I get $800, but you got to pick it up.
Right. Bring a shovel.
Yeah. Just have like neighborhood little kids come over. The only people that are like right. excited about a penny.
Right.
Like, look at all these pennies.
My kids aren't even excited about pennies.
Yeah.
You put a bunch together, you get 800 grand though, Todd, according to your math.
But even getting them there to dump them on the yard, that's a lot of work to yeah. be an a-hole.
I know.
I mean, that's yeah. a lot of weight to move.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're familiar with the concept of smoking your favorite meat, perhaps smoking your favorite cheese.
Yeah.
You may now smoke your cocktail at home.
Oh, geez, thank God you said tail. That just shocked me when you said that.
They're making grilling and drinking easier to do at home.
Well, yeah. How do you smoke your cocktail?
Exactly.
I've seen them do this at bars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They put like the glass
they do this at fancy bars.
Thing over the drink and put the smoke up in there.
And that's basically it. Sother Teague, the beverage director at a place, says, think of how your shirt smells after standing next to the grill at the barbecue. It wasn't exposed to the heat from the grill, but it took on the aromas of the smoke. Aroma, 90% of flavor. They say that this exposes either the whole cocktail or some of the components or simply the serving glass to cold smoke. It adds layers of flavor, aroma, and texture to cocktails, they say. I'm unfamiliar with doing this for a drink.
I've never drank it.
That might be good on like a Bloody Mary, but I wouldn't order like a smoked vodka soda.
No, I don't think so either. That sounds horrible there.
Yeah, it'd have to be the right kind of booze.
Bloody Mary,
the right
perfect,
mix.
Right, yeah. Maybe a whiskey.
And could the bartender just take like a bong hit and then exhale into your cocktail glass? Yeah.
No, apparently that's not quite what they do.
And you shotgunning your cocktail?
Yeah.
And you get the marijuana flavor?
That's not quite what they do.
I like
your
that.
Vodka soda.
You blow the rest of my face.
Yeah, just blow it in my face.
That
right.
stuck to the tape.
Save some for my face. That's what I
keep
say
talking.
To that's what I say to the
both
to
of
the,
you
to the bartender.
But it's just a small amount of smoke.
Yeah, you know, all you're always talking about smoke.
You don't have to fire up a big
oops
big grill.
No, I mean you can just get a big enough glass bowl. Or any kind of bowl, and then fire up some wood right next to it. Even wood chips they will give you.
Well, they even make little. They call them smoking guns.
Right,
guns. I mean,
too.
You put just a little. It's almost got like a little bowl in it where you pack just a little tiny bit of smoked chips, and
we
then
get a pitcher of Coors Light. You smoke that for us? See, that would piss off some bartender. They're just Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, that's extra.
Pitcher Coors Light, 5 glasses, and smoke it.
Or could
blow,
I just
blow some bong on there.
Some wood chips in a bong and inhale it.
you could.
Smoke it up, not inhale, but just exhale it into the glass.
Oh, like a
that doesn't sound right.
Like a Krager bong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I see where we're going with that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
I got a slow cooking Krager bong.
Traeger with a T.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew I got the Egger right.
Somebody's got a cracker bong.
The beginning really threw off the rest of it.
That might be interesting.
A Traeger ball?
Oh, you just throw the, I'm thinking the pellets. Put the pellets inside the bong.
Where's so where's your, the weed at?
Your weed would taste like mesquite.
Oh, it would.
Or apple.
Nice mesquite.
Or hickory.
Yeah. But you guys like your weed to taste like weed, though, don't you, though?
Yes.
Yeah. That might not be healthy for your lungs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, you are sucking in just burnt wood chips along with your weed.
Somebody's going to try it now.
Well, apparently you are.
And then Dr. Mina's going to yell at us.
Well, that, well,
or me, specifically, for suggesting that.
Yeah.
She won't catch it today.
She might not catch it today.
She'll yell
at me. Oh, then we should say this. Cocktail smoking at home does require caution. Children and pets should not be near when using a smoking gun. But once you get the hang of it, you can experiment with more sophisticated concoctions.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Mina is against fire in all forms.
I know. I don't get that.
No.
My smoker that I smoke meat on is outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Can just put the booze in the smoker, like right next to the chicken?
This is cold smoking.
Oh.
Like you would with the cheese.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, you can do this on a cooking, you know, on a baking sheet or something like that.
I see.
Yeah, but I've seen it in a bar before.
Yes,
yeah,
you they can, do that at some of the fancier bars.
Yeah, fancier bar, right. You're not going to order that at a sports bar.
Yeah, you can get one of these smoking guns for about $100. They're not.
You can get them for as low as $20-$25.
Oh, okay.
You'll some chick and blow her Marlboro smoke right in there.
Yeah.
And you blow that smoke in it.
This bar's nice.
Can you blow that Marlboro in my beer?
I love smoking meat. We have a charcoal smoker. Yeah. And it's the best excuse, just be like, you know, I'd love to do anything today, but I got to keep an eye on this for 7 hours. So.
With a cocktail.
Yeah, just got to make sure this temperature's okay all day.
Yelling at the bucket planner.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law's into that, too. He'll cook all day long, and I think that's the excuse.
That's what I love.
That's perfect.
A little weed, a little alcohol all day long. Right. I'm gonna be busy.
But the wood pellet thing.
And nobody bitches because the food is so good.
That's right.
I'm cooking for everybody. Yeah.
The wood pellet is idiot-proof stuff, though.
You have one of those Traegers, right?
You just got to fill in the hopper.
Right.
Put the meat on.
Last night.
Dial up the right temperature. And then go play golf. And I
tell Christy. But you want to watch. But you just say you got to watch it then. Oh, you're golfing, though.
No, I'm golfing. Yeah. And I call Christy and say, when it reaches 165.
Check that.
Take that chicken off.
While I'm golfing.
Yeah, I love it. All day, it's just like every half an hour, you're like, you think that needs more charcoal? Like, I don't know. Let's take a look. Then if it does, you put more in. If it doesn't, you know, 10 minutes later, same question is raised.
Now, see, I decided a long time ago, I know too many people that do that smoke meat for 10, 12 hours a day for me to get into it. Like, I just go over to their house when they're doing it.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though.
Yeah, you do it the old-fashioned way, don't you?
Nick, the boy's chores,
and that involves a lot of babysitting.
That's why he wants
to do it. I
mean,
you got to be there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All 12 hours.
You can't be asked to do anything else. Now you go do that with the kids. I'll be here smoking.
I'll be out back checking my meat.
I'll be smoking dinner for you.
Why is your cocktail in there?
I'm so glad you said tail.